This is All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. It's like you're our slave. Patrice Gopo was 22 years old when she heard those words as she stood washing a stack of dirty dishes in the kitchen of a missionary home in Africa. The speaker was an adult white male in the missionary community where Gopo spent the year after college. The daughter of Jamaican immigrants, Gopo grew up in Anchorage, Alaska. A degree in chemical engineering from Carnegie Mellon University led to a job with Kodak and plenty of career potential, but it was Gopo's passion for writing that eventually won out. Gopo has lived in Charlotte since 2011. Her first book is a collection of essays titled All the Colors We Will See. I spoke with her about the book and some of the experiences behind it. It's like you're our slave.
Yes.
How did you handle the comment in the moment?
In the moment, I did nothing, honestly. I think I was just shocked and really disheartened and very hurt and confused. I think those were all the emotions. I didn't do anything in that particular moment except think about it. And also, I think in many ways, I felt guilty that I hadn't responded in a way that I think would have been appropriate.
And you write about another incident. You had gone to work out of college, and a white colleague around the group lunch table quipped that we keep Patrice around for the diversity.
Yes, right.
Similar sequence of feelings or responses, or was something different at that point?
I felt like that situation was different. So one of the things that I bring to the essay about the person, the first essay that we talked about, is that there were many other incidences leading up to that point. With the second case, with this colleague, I feel like he had already demonstrated many other indications of genuine friendship that I felt like this honestly was something that he should not have said. And it wasn't good, but I felt like there were other things about his character that I knew about him that made me interpret that more from a standpoint of, we all say things that we shouldn't have said, and here would be an opportunity to allow him that grace. I often say that I write with this redemptive arc because I do believe that the world can be better than what it is. And so I feel like part of that is my ability to extend grace to people, or people to extend grace to me, but at the same time, not just blindly doing that and overlooking true injustice.
In All the Colors We Will See, you write about giving up a career path as a chemical engineer.
Yes.
To pursue other goals,
yes,
including and especially writing. In summing up that decision, you say that if I'm sorry I left, that is your original career path, I must also be thankful that I didn't stay. What do you mean by that?
I feel like to be a Black woman and to be an engineer is to fulfill a role that is in many ways sorely needed in our times, that there are not a lot of Black women who pursue engineering, and I was one of them. And I pursued engineering, and I saw the way that people would lift me up as an example to other young Black girls about what they could become. There's this part of me that still thinks, would I have better served my community by staying in the place that I was? But at the same time, I feel as though there's this whole other aspect that I chose to pursue something that was calling to me. And I think that in many ways is another example of what we as Black women can be in society as well, that we don't necessarily have to be tethered to the ideas that other people have about who we should be.
Another theme of your book is brokenness.
Yes.
And one aspect of your life that you write about is your parents' divorce.
Yes.
That came in your freshman year in college.
Yes.
I may be reading between the lines on this. Did you experience a period of denial about the divorce?
I don't know if denial, but definitely a lengthy period of shock. I write a lot about belonging and where do we fit and where do we belong. And I always felt like I belonged within my family. And so I think for me, to have your family, the place that you always felt like you belonged, when you were questioning your belonging in other aspects of life, to have that break apart, it shatters a person.
In one of your essays titled What Remains, you envision a future day when you might ask your parents what happened to their marriage.
Right.
You set this scene in an all-night diner as the three of you are sharing slices of blueberry pie, which sounds wonderful. I wonder if you would pick up the next couple of paragraphs.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll discover some answers. Or perhaps just sitting together will be more important than what I hear. As the night transforms to morning and the smell of scrambled eggs and bacon wafts past us, I will reach my hands across the table and rest mine in theirs. My cheeks damp. I'll tell them, it's okay. We are okay.
That summarizing assessment about being okay, what does that convey for you?
I think for me what it conveys is that despite the reality that brokenness exists in our individual lives and perhaps even more in our society, that we can still find a way. And that's what I feel like when I envision that scene with my parents, is communicating to them that despite what happened, we made it through this and I made it through this. And so I feel like for my parents, in a way, that's a gift to them too, because I know they have their regrets as well. And I think it's to say to them that it's all right. We're still standing and we're still here.
Well, there comes that grace again.
Yeah.
The title of your book is All the Colors We Will See. What is that meant to convey?
I write with a lot of color. I mention color quite a bit. I mention the color of landscapes. I talk about the color of the dress that I got married in. Also think about the ways in which we classify people in our society based on color. So we do a lot of classification. I know as the Black American daughter of Jamaican immigrants that people will look at me and they will put me in the Black American category, which is absolutely correct. But I feel that with that comes a whole narrative that I am supposed to have lived because of what I look like. And what happens when your story doesn't necessarily fit the narrow narrative we offer Black Americans? We are the color that we are, but we're not just the narrow categories that our society often gives people based on the colors that we are.
Patrice Gopo is author of the newly published collection of essays titled All the Colors We Will See. Thanks very much for the conversation.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a wonderful conversation.